Alone in the Dark, written by Sarah Case Mamika, illustrated by Nicholas Peruzzo. As Naomi was tucked in her warm, cozy bed, scary, scary thoughts spun around in her head. She dreaded the dark, didn't like it at all, for strange things seemed to happen right after nightfall. With words of comfort, a hug and a kiss, Naomi's mom assured her there was nothing amiss. Just close your eyes, think wonderful thoughts of kittens, water parks, cute puppies with spots. But as the door closed, she sat up with a start. She absolutely did not like being alone in the dark. The nightlight cast shadows where things seemed to lurk. What was that looking at her with a big, silly smirk? As her imagination ran wild, she tried to be brave, then dove under the covers, her own private, safe cave. All of a sudden, what should take place? Naomi's adored stuffed doggy was licking her face. Then lifting the covers for her to come out were her stuffed animals, saying up, up and about. What happened? She thought. This can't possibly be. Her stuffed animals were alive, and in her room was a tree. And she was so tiny, so incredibly small. If she got out of bed, she'd risk a terrible fall. The stuffed animals were gathered, saying, up and away, come on, come on, get up and play. Birds were flying right over her head, just waiting for Naomi to jump out of bed. But instead of jumping, she actually flew right up in the tree. What a great view! Just like her fairy dolls, she had sheer, glittery wings. What was going on? What magical things! Much to Naomi's surprise, a beautiful fairy appeared. Don't worry, she said. There's nothing to fear. My name is Dally, Fairy of the Night, and I'd like to show you there's no need for fright. Out the window they flew into the cool night air, and of the frightening darkness, Naomi was keenly aware. But then she noticed the beauty all around, the stillness of the evening with hardly a sound. Overhead stars glistened, and the moon lit up the night, while below, fireflies created magic with all their tiny, twinkling lights. Breaking the silence in the still night air, they heard a deep hoot, hoot. Then,
who's there? Who's there?
Come, said Dally. You absolutely must meet someone of character who's wise and discreet. It's Ollie the Owl, a nocturnal bird of prey. He hunts during the night and sleeps all day. Greetings, said Ollie, and how do you like being out and about on this beautiful night? And greetings to you, Naomi cheerfully replied. It's truly fantastic with Dally as my guide. One more thing, said Dally, I'd like you to see is an awesome sight right next to the sea. Naomi watched in wonder in the moon's golden glow at the amazing sight going on below. Lots and lots of sea turtles, newly hatched from eggs, were scrambling toward the water with their little flipper legs. These tiny little creatures, Dally explained, were in the sand for 60 days, buried for their safety while developing in their eggs. They were laid by their mother, over 100 at one time, and buried for their safety until hatching time was prime. Suddenly, Naomi awoke with a start in her warm, cozy bed, all alone in the dark. But she wasn't afraid as she looked around her room. She saw only treasured things in the light of the moon. At that very moment, it became crystal clear. There was absolutely, definitely nothing to fear. For nighttime was actually an amazing place, filled with so many wonders to enjoy and embrace.